Thank you for coming out to our first Zoom Zen U in this. I see a cat. Nice to see some cats attending. We had to leave ours upstairs because one of them jumps on the altar. So this is a little different. But I'm really glad that we can do this. I'm really glad that we can, keep steady in our practice in these precarious and unstable times. So about a week ago, I started writing a piece that I called Befriending the Virus. So I just want to read you the first paragraph of what I wrote. Viruses have been with us a very long time, since we became human. They have been within the sphere of life on Earth for longer than we can imagine, on the edges of life. Are viruses even living beings? They reproduce, they pass on their genes, they evolve, but they can only do it within the living body of another being. Plant or animal, single cell, or great blue whale. A virus is just a tiny packet of genetic material with a coating. A virus is not even a cellular being itself. If you look at photos, has anyone seen photos of coronaviruses or drawings? They look like colorful, fuzzy cat toys. And yet, right now, COVID-19 is wreaking havoc all over the world, showing us how very interconnected we are. How interconnected we are and how interconnected the systems that support us are. And we learn more about that each day, it seems. So I went on writing and reflecting on ways that viruses have changed my life and the lives of others in my lifetime. But I'll save that for another time. I was thinking about this title I'd chosen, Befriending the Virus, because I believe we learn so much by befriending our demons, our worst nightmares, when we face them and see them clearly and see the causes and conditions that have produced them without generating a mind of hatred and enmity. That's the best way to befriend our demons. To befriend our demons is to listen to them. So I've changed my title to listening to the virus. And I don't mean to the surface messages of fear, hatred, judgment, confusion, but the deeper messages and the meaning that we give to them. So when I talk about befriending the virus, I don't mean we should just smile and be nice to the virus. The typical tropes that come up around viruses are military, all about fighting, right? The battle, the war against the virus. And I'm sure that medical personnel in Wuhan or Northern Italy or New York do feel that way. They probably feel like they're fighting a wildfire that's out of control. But it would be good for us to remember that this is not a fight to eliminate the virus. That's not going to happen. No one knows how to do that. We've not even eliminated the virus that causes the common cold or the flu. We What we're doing with COVID-19 is trying to stabilize a coexistence with it, which is hard because it's a new virus in terms of humans, newly infecting humans. And because it has traveled so quickly, right, through our worldwide networks, in a very real sense, viruses are us. They flow in and out of us, along with a vast array of microorganisms, some beneficial, some harmful, many that can be beneficial or harmful depending on balance, depending on their relationship with us. The newest understandings in molecular biology suggest that something like 8% of our human genome is of viral origin. Did you know that? It consists of remnants of retroviruses that invaded not just the bodies, but the DNA of our ancient ancestral life forms long before we were human. This happened in a process called horizontal gene transfer. So instead of vertical gene transfer from parents to offspring, it's horizontal. It involves transfer of genetic material from one species to another, usually carried by microorganisms, including viruses. Turns out horizontal gene transfer is the primary mechanism behind the development of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And it's way more complicated than I understand or can even begin to explain. But it speaks to me about how ancient and intimate our relationship with viruses is. So I don't intend to personify the coronavirus or sentimentalize it or impute intention to it. A virus is just barely considered to be alive, let alone sentient. But Dogen Zenji, who founded our school of Zen in Japan, lived 600 years ago, more than 600 years ago, when people were not such rational materialists as we are, when people knew that trees were sentient beings and people listened to their dreams. Dogen wrote that insentient beings are always speaking the Dharma, but that we don't hear them with our senses in the conventional everyday way. So I just want to read you a little bit about what he said about insentient beings speaking the Dharma. He said, "Hearing Dharma is not limited to ear sense and ear consciousness. You hear Dharma with complete power, complete mind, complete body, and a complete way from before your parents were born. Through the entire future, the unlimited future, you can hear Dharma with body first and mind last." So there's a clue. Hearing Dharma with body first and mind last. He continues, "Don't think that you are not benefited by hearing the Dharma if it does not reach your mind consciousness. Dropping mind, dropping body, you hear the Dharma and see the result. With no mind and no body, you hear Dharma and benefit from it. Ordinary people cannot understand that Dharma power transforms body and mind. The boundary of body and mind cannot be encompassed. When the effect of hearing Dharma is planted in the field of body and mind, it never decays. It is bound to grow and bear fruit." So I imagine that if Dogen had known anything about viruses, he would have imagined the Dharma going viral. He's trying to tell us that when we drop into stillness, when we let go of clinging to our body-mind, self-clinging, that identification with everything that's me and mine, a deeper knowledge and a felt connection emerges. We hear the Dharma of trees and birds, mountains and rivers, viruses, and our next-door neighbors. in a way that goes beyond words. And yet, as creatures of language, we try to capture it in words. A Sangha member sent me a link to a YouTube video with text by an Italian blogger and photographer named Darinka Montico. It's called Lettera dal Virus, Letter from a Virus. It might not be exactly how you or I would put the Dharma of the virus, but it's one person's deeply felt words. So it's a video with voiceover in Italian and subtitles in English, which are not the best. So I transcribed them and I tidied up the grammar a bit. And I'm going to read you the letter from a virus. Just stop. Don't move. It's not a request anymore. It's an obligation. I'm here to help you. This supersonic roller coaster has run off its rails and can't go any further. Stop the planes, trains, schools, shopping malls, gatherings. We've broken the frenetic vortex of illusions and obligations that stopped you from looking at the sky. Look at the stars. Listen to the sea. Let yourself be rocked by the songs of the birds. Roll in the grass. Pick an apple from a tree. Smile at an animal in the woods. Breathe in the mountains. Listen to your common sense. We had to break it. You can't play God. Our obligations are mutual, as they always have been, even though you've forgotten. We'll now stop this broadcast, this endless cacophony of separations and distractions, to tell you this. We're not okay. None of us is. All of us are suffering. Last year, the firestorms that set the lungs of the earth on fire didn't stop you, nor did the melting of the poles or the sinking cities, nor the simple acknowledgement of being solely responsible for the sixth mass extinction. You didn't listen. It's difficult to listen when you're so busy struggling to climb higher and higher on the scaffolding of the comforts you're creating for yourselves. Now the foundations are crumbling. They're collapsing under the weight of your fictitious desires. I'll help you. I'll light the firestorms inside your body. I'll drown your lungs. I'll isolate you like a polar bear on a melting iceberg. Will you listen to me then? We're not okay. I'm not your enemy. I'm a messenger, an ally. I'm the force that will rebalance everything. You must listen. You must stop. Stop. Hush. Listen. Now look up into the sky. How is it? There are no more airplanes. How healthy do you need to be to enjoy the oxygen you breathe? Look at the ocean. How is it? Look at the rivers. How are they? Now look at yourselves. How do you feel? You can't be healthy in a sick ecosystem. Stop. Many people are afraid now. Don't demonize your fear. Don't let it control you. Let it speak to you. Listen to the wise words it has to say. Learn to smile with your eyes. And there's a mask over the woman in the photograph as she's smiling with her eyes. Learn to smile with your eyes. I'll help you if you're willing to listen. So that was a letter from the virus. So what's it like to be in this lifeboat Earth, along with all other beings, including viruses? What have you heard in the past couple of weeks from the virus? What is the Dharma of COVID-19? So that's all I'll say for now. And thank you for listening.